News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
For a lot of parents, the issue of ear piercing can cause numerous rows in the family home. But should there be an age restriction on piercings in the country? Join us on the line now is journalist Ali Einstein, who thinks ear piercing is the equivalent of female genital mutilation and should be made illegal. Ali Einstein, genital mutilation, that's a very, very extreme analogy.
Good morning,
comparison.
Paul. How are you? No, I don't think it is, you know. And the reason I make that comparison is, how can we, as a nation, as a country, or as a group of people, call for the prevention of female genital mutilation, which is effectively cutting and piercing of the genitals, but also say it's okay to pierce our toddler's ears? I mean, it's the same concept. We are invading somebody's personal space, this child's personal space. We are mutilating their body. What I'm saying is, how can we, as a group of people who want to bring down and prevent female genital mutilation, stand for that but have a hole in our argument by saying, oh, yeah, but it's okay if we pierce our six-week-old toddler's ears, our baby's ears? And this is what I'm trying to say to people. We need to take a position. We need to stand up as a country, as a nation, as a group of people who really have can really win that argument and say, you know, we stand for everything that, you know, invade the child or a young person's personal space until they're ready to make that decision themselves.
A lot of parents screaming at their radios around Ireland.
I'm sure they
now
are.
Listening
I'm
to
sure
your voice
are.
Saying
and
the same.
And for them, because at least we're starting the debate.
They are going to say it is absolutely preposterous to compare the appalling practice of female genital mutilation with a little pinprick of a hole in a kid's ear.
Well,
and by the way,
really,
another thing, it's not very popular anymore. I don't see many kids going around with their ears pierced at that age.
Well, the problem is we have children that do get their ears pierced, and I think ear piercing should be made illegal until the child is at least 10 or 12. It needs to be a decision that the child makes with their parent as part of a growing up process, as owning their own body, owning their own fashion sense, owning how they view themselves in the world. Why would you have a child, which we love and we adore, and we have a lot of people have trouble conceiving, and then as soon as they're born, you decide, let's ram a needle in its ear?
So
that
did
makes
this,
no sense to me.
I'm just fascinated about these kind of discussions. When did this strike Ali Einstein as an issue that she wanted to get so inflamed about? How did it get you going?
Well, I have a child, and I started thinking about this as an issue with, you know, I asked her when she thought she should get her ears pierced, and she very logically, and from the mouth of babes, she said to me, Mummy, I want to make the decision when I'm older because I don't know what my ears are going to look like and it might hurt. And good for her. She doesn't, you know, I don't try and inflict my views on her, but there was no way that I would allow a six-week-old baby or a toddler to get their ears pierced. It's vanity run amok. Is your child not beautiful enough when they are born?
Mm.
Are they not beautiful? Why would you want to do that? You know, I think it's, you know, a lot of parents say, oh, but they want them to look like they're them. Well, that's just vanity run amok.
Let me go back to the issue. Is it fashionable to do so? Because I don't know. I've, all the years, I'm 53, I've two grown kids and, you know, all their peers.
Well, how old were your kids when they got their ears pierced?
They never got them pierced. I got my ears pierced years ago when I was a kid, when I was a young teenager. That was part of my rebel age. But I'm just wanting to go, is it fashionable? That's what I'm trying to work, because I don't notice
people are wearing earrings in their ears like that. Certain people want
to
get their children's ears pierced, and I don't think it should be a decision made until the child is old enough to make it themselves. It is fashionable amongst some people, and a lot of people claim cultural differences.
Yeah, I was going to say about cultural differences.
I'm not having that. And the reason I'm not having that, Paul, is, you know, I know of no culture that will ostracize a child because they don't have their ears pierced. That's just one of those excuses that people use when they want to get away with blue murder. I'm sorry, it is.
Are there socioeconomic factors at play here? Is this down to education, or is it?
Are you suggesting that, for example, people who are a lower income get their kids' ears?
I'm just wondering. Is there a breakdown? Because I don't notice
across the board. Across the board, people, there is a certain demographic of people that like to get prefer to get their children's ears pierced at an earlier age. Whereas, and that doesn't, when I say demographic, that's sort of age group. So I think that, you know, certain people who are between the ages of 18 and 30 are more likely to get their children's ears pierced because they want their child to look like them. However, I don't believe that it should be allowed until the child can be of a certain age. And I think what we should say as a society, as a group of people, is let's put a legal limit on this. Let's make sure that the child who, you know, wants to own their own fashion sense, wants to own their own self-image, can be part of this conversation. Because we've got too many children who end up with eating disorders, who end up, you know, with depression, who end up really screwed up because of what they experience. And I'm not saying they're going to get their ears pierced and get screwed up. What I'm saying is
it's a bit of a stretch now to associate that with ear piercing.
Not really. I think if you force, why are we forcing our children, slamming them into, you know, adulthood at such an early age? We don't need to do that. We need to, it's a blessing to be able to raise a child. We are blessed to have that responsibility. And I'm saying to parents, let's all start a conversation. Let's stand up and say, you know what, let's have a legal age limit. Let's do that, because they've done that in Scotland for certain types of piercings, and you have to be over 16 to get certain types of piercings. And good for them.
A lot of people argue that's another example of the nanny state at play. Journalist Ali Einstein, thanks very much for sharing that with us this morning.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.